Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Since the program's launch on January 1st, nearly 34,000 Minnesotans have been approved for paid family leave. Deed Commissioner Matt Verlich says the system is moving quickly. Two-thirds of applications are being approved or denied within 3 weeks, and nearly 50,000 total applications have been processed so far. He says the program rollout was timely and positive.
Paid leave implementation costs came in $70 million below the appropriated amount, and those remaining funds were then automatically returned to the fund that pays benefits to Minnesotans.
Verlich says the program is helping Minnesotans be there for moments that matter while strengthening the state as a place to live, work, and raise a family. Legislation requiring ticket resellers to disclose original ticket prices and the percentage of markups will be further discussed in the Senate Commerce and Finance Committee. The bill also caps resale prices at 115% of face value. StubHub Representative Sean Chapman says while this is well-intentioned, price caps lead to more fraud and unreliable markets. Live Nation and Ticketmaster support the bill but sent no testifiers. This is MNN.